I'm Steve Dawson, and this is This Comedian's Life, a podcast where we talk to a variety of funny people about their lives in comedy. This week, I talked to veteran comedian and character actor Larry Miller. Larry has a weekly podcast of his own called The Larry Miller Show. Listeners can expect Larry to not only crack wise, but also hear his unique, optimistic life philosophies. I ask Larry about the opening tagline to his podcast, and what exactly does it mean? You open your podcast with the same phrase every time, which is, I'm Larry Miller, and in a way, aren't we all? What is that way?
Boy, you know what? That's a better question than the answer. First of all, I love things that continue in themes. I've never understood when I was a kid or as an adult, and whose life is in show business. I've never understood why theme songs get changed, rearranged. I don't get it. And I wanted to, even when I was a kid, I would yell. Not yell, but I mean, just at the screen. I'd speak out loud at the screen or at the radio. I'd say, what are you doing? Why? That was so good. Everything you used to do was so good. And I've never understood that. I never got it anyway. I don't know why they have to change certain introductions. You know, that I know there's a reason for everything, but I remember there's one of the Star Trek introductions on the newer movie set. I can't even remember what it was, but it was different from the first one on the TV show, and I just keep thinking, why change anything that's already there?
Larry started his stand-up career at the Comic Strip in New York City, where he met one of his closest friends, Jerry Seinfeld.
The MC brought up the next comedian, who was Jerry Seinfeld. And that was the first guy I saw at the Comic Strip. And I said, how do you like that? And he had his Comic Strip T-shirt on, which we all had. That was part of the uniform. And so I saw him work, and I said, yeah, that's great. I got to... You know, and then he just split. Then I was on the crosstown bus from the west side to the east side a few nights later to go back to the comic strip, and I saw him sitting on the bus. And I walked over to him, and I said, I introduced myself, and I said, yeah, I'm Larry Miller, and I saw you the other night. You were terrific, and I want to be a comedian, and I'm going to audition there and start moving up the ladder. And it was great. That's how we first met. He used to say, to this day, I wish I had taken a cab. But it was how we became friends. And, well, we still are.
What makes you guys, maybe it's hard to describe, what makes you guys so simpatico, for lack of a better word?
It's a good word. But, you know, it's hard to describe many times. And I mean many. I say a dozen or two dozen times, some of the waitresses from the comic strip used to come up to us at the club that night and said, oh, you two boys, I saw you today walking along Third Avenue, whatever it was, walking through the city and just laughing. I mean, you know, pounding, one would be pounding a mailbox laughing, and the other one would be on all fours on the sidewalk, pounding the sidewalk, laughing. And you know what? That was a great way to be a new comic. And that's what we did. We got, so how did we get along so well? Well, it helps that you really love to laugh and you get each other. And your rhythms are really, simpatico.
Larry's one of the few guys outside of a 1950s movie, Tough Guy, who says, hey, pal, when talking to his friends. I had to know where he learned to use that greeting. He told me he learned it from a personal encounter with a former vice president.
Well, I can tell you for what it's worth where I got it. My father, God bless him, my parents passed on now, and my father, we grew up, well, we lived in New York, and they grew up in New York. My father knew Nelson Rockefeller when he was governor of New York there. And not as pals, so to speak, as close friends, but whenever he was with him, that's the way he greeted people, the way Rockefeller greeted people. Wow. He had a big smile, and he'd shake someone's hand and go, "Hiya, pal."
Wow.
And I just thought, well, that sounds like he's a pretty neat guy.
It seems Larry was a natural-born comedian. Unlike so many comics who start out terrified by the blank stares of an unlaughing audience, he says he always felt at home on stage, even when performing in front of a weeping crowd of people.
I don't think I ever got scared or nervous or had stage fright in the traditional meanings. I've had some wild jobs over the years.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And it never stopped me. I remember one where I was, this was the first corporate job, we call them, it was in Iowa, again, come to think of it. It was early on at the Iowa State Police Association convention.
Okay.
There's a big domed ballroom in maybe Moline, I can't remember, but it's 1,000 officers and their wives, and I was standing in the back in my sport jacket and my dress pants. I was I was just a baby comic. And I was standing next to, I was going to walk up when they introduced me, I was standing next to one of the troopers, a state trooper, who was dressed in uniform, too. And he really looked like, well, speaking of Rockwell, he looked like that image of, he had big, barrel-chested, and really, you wouldn't want this guy to pull you over. and you wouldn't want to take your hands off the steering wheel.
Right.
But I'm telling you, he was all dressed up with the straps and the ammo and the gun and the head of the group gets on stage. This is about, about 500 feet long, and so we're in the back there. And he gets up, and he says, "All right, now, folks, before we bring on our entertainer, last week, as you know, young Danny McPhan was shot and killed in the line of duty." And he says this, and I just blinked a couple of times, and I turned to the trooper. I said, "What's that?" And he leaned over and whispered, "We're going to have a little memorial service now." And I looked at him and said, "You know, I'm a comic." And he said, "Shh." Now, they bring on the guy's partner who breaks down, who gets, he starts crying, and then they help him off the stage, and then they bring on his widow and the kids to accept a foundation check that they had raised.
Oh my gosh!
And for the kids' education for college, and she starts crying too and getting shaky and sort of fainting, and they come on with not a stretcher, a bier, they call them like a seated thing.
Yeah.
That they put her in to carry her off stage.
Okay.
And the kids are clutching her. They unfurled a portrait of the guy the length of the arch next to an American flag the same length. And then the head of the whole group comes on, and as if it had been scripted, he says, "And now, here to make you laugh." And people in the audience were, understandably, for goodness sake, they're weeping.
Yeah, and he's just asked them to take a very large leap.
And then, I don't even know what the word is besides leap. It's something bigger. I just looked at the trooper again, but I remember thinking at the time, well, all right, I'm going up now. I didn't think even for a 50th of a second. I didn't think, well, I can't go on now, or why bring a comedian on now? Every comedian has stories like that. I've been told over the years, but that one, my mind sort of wins some kind of medal.
Thank you for joining us. To end our show this week, it seems appropriate to let Larry share his warm, thoughtful, and encouraging closing line he ends his podcast with every week.
your closing line of the podcast is just beautiful. I'd recite it to you, but I'd much prefer if you could say it yourself. Would you mind saying your last line there, Larry?
Oh, I'd love to, and it's important to me too. And I write all these things, of course, so that's even more important, but it's the truth. I always say, so you know what, folks, and the theme song rises from our show. And I always say, so remember, if you walked out of bed today and had a job to go to and a house to come back to and someone there who cares about you, folks, the game's over and you've won. And that's the truest thing I know. And then I just always say, you know what? Come back again. We'll see you next week. But that's true. I love that thought. I love things that move you.
I'm Steve Dawson for KBIA's This Comedian's Life.